That's Password. It's Super Password. Our special guest this week, from Mr. Belvedere, Eileen Brack and Christopher Hewitt. And the star of Super Password, Bert Cundy.
They're not true. Hello. Hi there. Come sit down, my dear. Christopher. Are you all right? Did I just break your legs? Hello, everybody. Thank you very much. I thank you so much, and welcome to Super Password. As always, it's wonderful to have you at home with us, and you and our studio audience. We're in Johnny Carson's studio this week, so it's a little different. Do you feel how people see the audience go straight up in the air like that, and they can get closer that way?
Oh.
So we should be very funny in here this week, actually.
Oh.
And Johnny sits right over there. Actually, I think the star where he does his monologue is right down here on the floor someplace. Do you see where it is, guys? Is it underneath this? We'll move this out of the way so we can show everybody. It has a different feel. You know when you're in the theater, if you come back on a Monday after having been dark on Sunday, mm-hmm. and the whole thing sounds different to you?
Yeah.
Does this sound different to you in here than mm-hmm. it did over there?
Mm-hmm. Our audience doesn't go straight up, unfortunately.
No, they have to sit behind the cameras a lot.
Yes, they have to sit behind each other, which they hate.
Yes, of course. Well, here they sit on top of each other. It's better.
They love.
So how about the theater, Christopher? You haven't had a chance to do it?
No. I gave my last Captain Hook. Then had to stop for a while.
Yes.
Then had to replace that tiny gentleman in Fantasy Island, where we used to work.
Yes, of course, that's right.
Very hard getting to Herbie Villachaise's clothes.
Yeah.
Terrible stretch.
Yes. Like in the little tiny shoes, probably very difficult.
Oh, I can imagine. I'm suffering for that.
Eileen, but you're from the theater as well.
Mm-hmm.
And in New York, are you from New York?
I'm from New York. I'm from Queens, and my husband's family is all from Brooklyn, and in fact, my mother-in-law's neighbor, Laurel, down the street, this summer said to me, "When are you going to do Password?" So I said, "For you, Laurel, I'll do it."
Well,
so.
Laurel, this is for you. Thank you for watching, Laurel.
A big hand for Laurel.
That's nice. All right, now we have two players who are patiently waiting here because we have $15,000 up for grabs over there, so let's talk to them, shall we? First of all, our newcomer, Mike. Mike, tell us about yourself, sir, once again.
Oh, Bert, my name's Mike Dudley. I'm originally from North Carolina. I've also lived in St. Louis, Detroit, Virginia, and...
You're not on the run, are you, Mike, or anything?
No, my parents were.
Hey, that's the way it is, huh?
And I like to write a lot, and I make handicrafts with wood and natural stone that I work with in the construction.
Right. Okay. Well, welcome in. Good luck, Mike.
Thank you, Bert.
Good going here. Now, Darlene is our champion at the moment. She has $2,900. We've gotten to know her a little bit.
My name is Darlene Glasser. I was born in Chicago, raised in Pittsburgh. I left my father there and moved to California a year and a half ago. I work for an investment firm, and my favorite investment is myself.
Really?
Yes.
Doesn't say a lot for the market, does
no.
it?
No.
So you can't give us a hot tip? How is the market going to be in 87? Tell us about what's going to happen.
No, I can't.
You can't?
Nothing.
You mean you can't even say it's going to be nice or it's not going to be
check
so good?
Check with Ivan Boesky.
Check with Ivan Boesky. Woo-hoo. Okay, moving right along. I should get some of the people sued nicely. Okay. We're in the middle of a game. This is a $200 puzzle. The cast was worth $3,000 today. So if you're all set, Mike and Darlene will start off giving the clues. Here comes the first word of the $200 puzzle.
The password is bonnet.
There it is. Mike, can you start us off, please? Did you look in there? Okay.
Oh, not yet. Yeah. Hat.
Cap.
Okay. Darlene?
Easter
bonnet.
Perfect code. But that's a bouncer, see? Couldn't have done that here. You'd have said Easter, you'd have said something else. All right, we have bonnet on the board, Eileen. What is that?
Easter parade.
Is it the Easter parade? Doesn't seem fitting with all this Christmas stuff around, does it? Next word, please. Yes. But it could be.
Yes.
The password is comb.
Darlene?
Brush. Comb.
Yes. Bonnet. And comb.
Is it hair?
Is it hair? No, it's not hair. Next word, please.
The password is flowers.
Darlene?
Roses.
Daisies?
Mike?
Roses. Flowers?
Yes. Bonnet, comb,
and flowers, Christopher?
Bonnet, cone, flowers, Goldilocks.
I don't know.
Is it Goldilocks? No.
I knew it was.
It was an excellent guess, though. Next word, please.
The password is hives.
Okay, Mike.
B. Hive.
Yes. Bonnet, comb, flowers, hives. Christopher?
Sound like somebody's very sick.
Bees.
Is it bees? Yeah. Bug. Didn't mean bug. Okay. Mike has $200. Darlene has $100. That means it's time for the magic toaster. This is your first time this week.
Oh, yes.
All right. Now, you have, this is for $3,000, Christopher.
Yes.
For Mike, I should say. You have three chances to communicate this word to Mike. Take a look at it, if you will, and we'll show everybody at home what the cash word is.
The cash word is Warren.
And there it is. All right, sir. We're ready for clue number one.
Guarantee.
Warranty.
Clue number two.
Shorter.
No.
Okay, third and final clue.
Guarant.
Warrant.
Yes. They're looking up for the parents. Does that mean he doesn't get it? There's no word guarant. I know, but there's a word warranty and shorter. An illegal clue means he get it. Doesn't get. You tell him. Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. You got there, but too bad. All right. Next time the cash word will be worth $4,000. Mike has $200. He's in the lead. Darlene has $100. We will change partners and break away. We'll come back. I didn't know that. We have a word that we think that even though it's a sound, how do you spell it? G-A-R.
G-E-R-A-I-N-T.
G-E-R-A-I-N-T is guarant. And there is a word guarant.
G-E-R-A-I-N-T. He was one of the knights of the round table.
And he said Garant. We're working on it. This is too good to miss.
Oh, here it comes again.
Here
it says it's Garant. I can't help. Is that the Webster?
It says it's gerund. Well, there's probably two pronunciations.
If you read,
goes. It can be gerund or gerund. Depends on where you're from, you know. I mean, if you're from California, you say... See, like in New York, you say Harry. Out here, we say Harry.
Exactly.
If you're in New York, you say gerund. Here in California, we say gerund all the time, don't we? It comes up almost every day in conversation.
You know...
How are we doing?
It's Sir Garant Evans is the name of the singer at Covent Garden, who does Falstaff. If you ever called him Geraint, he'd give you a slap across the chops.
Yes.
Chops.
His name is Garant.
Are we living with that? Or are we... We
Look
have to
up
live
the
with
Welsh
it, they
dictionary.
Say. We're going to discuss it. We'll give you a progress report. But in the meantime, this is a $300 puzzle. Let's get on with that. We have $15,000 up for grabs. So let's go, gang. Christopher and Eileen, given the clues, here comes the first word.
The password is exciting.
All right, Christopher.
Fabulous.
Marvelous.
Okay, Eileen.
Thrilling.
Exciting.
Yes. All right, Mike, we have exciting on the board, sir. And this is for the game for you.
Certainly isn't Garant.
Party.
Is it a party? Okay. Well, I guarant it's not party. Next word, please.
The password is cruise.
Okay, Eileen.
Sail.
Okay. Okay, Christopher.
Tom?
Oh, I mean?
Was that Tom?
Tom.
Tom.
Tom. For him, it's Tom. If you live on the East Coast, it's Tom. But if you live here, it's Tom.
It's Tam.
Can I go now?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Caribbean.
Ocean.
Oh. Fourth and final.
Oh.
Caribbean.
Sea.
No. Oh. That was the fourth and final, was it not? That the word was cruise.
Oh. Oh.
If nobody guesses, we'll put it on the board. Okay. Mike, you make things happen here. I don't know what's going on. But, all right. Next word, if you please. Let's go.
The password is Newman.
Okay, Eileen.
Paul
Newman.
Yes! Okay.
If you didn't get it after Tom Cruise.
Exciting. Cruise and Newman for the game, Mike.
The Color of Money.
Is it The Color of Money? Yes! Okay. But you got it.
My favorite movie was Color Purple. I said color.
You got it. Oh, all right.
Works.
Our congratulations to Mike.
Tom Cruise, after I said, oh. I said ocean.
I'm exhausted. And we have to say goodbye to Darlene, but Darlene, you did awfully well. You leave us with $2,900 and our best wishes. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you.
We'll come back in a moment. Mike and Eileen are going to go over there and play for $15,000. See you in a minute.
Oh,
are you? Oh, you didn't
switch?
United. Yeah, yeah. You have to win $500 before you qualify to come over here. And you've done that. And you were the first to get to it. And that's exactly what you have. You have $500 so far. But now, I'm going to give you 10 words, Mike, beginning with B and continuing through K. B through K. Everyone you get right, I'll give you $100. If you get all 10, I will give you $15,000. Okay? You have 60 seconds. 16?
That would be hard.
You have more than 16 seconds. You have 60 seconds. Right. Let's take a look at your first word. Don't say anything yet. All right, there it is on the board. Good luck to you, Mike. Here we go. Ready and go.
Clergyman.
Bishop.
C.
James.
Cagney.
D.
Morning. Break.
Daylight.
Start.
Dawn.
E.
Jewelry.
Emeralds.
Hoop. Pass.
F.
Pelt.
Felt.
Animal.
Fur.
G.
Sharpen. Knife. Organ. Pass.
H.
Sport. Puck.
Hockey.
I.
Cut. Surgery.
Insertion.
Pat.
Incision.
Yes.
J. Oh, too bad. Okay.
Couldn't think of what to say for earring without saying ear.
You could say that.
I could say ear?
Sure. You could have said ear. You could have said ear, jewelry, ear would have done it. And I knew that's what
she said. When she said loop and when she passed, I had ear.
You got it.
Yeah, when she said loop.
I knew exactly that was what was going through your mind. It is kind of a tough decision to make up here sometimes that the word is in the word, but you can definitely say ear because it's not an earring. An earring is very different. The other one was a tough word, too. Grind. G, it was hard. And thank you, Mike. That would have done it. Make old Bert look like a dumbbell up here in 2 seconds. Okay, you got six, Mike. It's okay. It's a good start. It's your first time over here. You got $600. We added. You now have $1,100. Not so bad. The next time, Super Pass would be worth $5,000 more or $20,000. And we'll come back and play for it in just a moment. Could be you again. Yeah, I knew I could see it.
We should win.
Okay. We are back. And you are back, and Mike is still here. You can go over there again. No, absolutely, you can go back again. We were talking about earring and ear. It is a kind of a gray area. I forget the rule, Bobby, because you can, if the word is there, that's a different word. Ear and earring is probably not a good example. But there are times when it's the root of the word and you can't use it.
If it's a form of the word, you can't use it.
If it's a form of the word, so...
If it's a word, it doesn't matter if it's
It doesn't matter if it's contained in the word, if it's a different word.
Forever.
Yeah, I have no idea what he just said, but I'm sure it made great sense. We have a new player to come in here and challenge Mike. Come on in, Karen, won't you please? Yeah. Hi. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Hello, Christopher.
How are you?
And this is Eileen.
Hi,
and
Karen.
You probably know Mike from,
oh, yes.
from preparing together out there. Tell us about yourself. Please.
Okay, my name is Karen Winnick. I'm from Anaheim, California, where I live with my wonderful husband, Bob, my two children, Alexandra, who is 6, and David, who is 4, and I'm an instructional aide at Loera High School.
Okay. You're a teacher here.
Well, I help a teacher.
You help a teacher?
With children who are learning handicapped.
Uh-huh.
As okay. opposed to learning disabled.
Disabled. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about that, Karen. Okay. Thank you, and welcome to you. Good
Thank
luck
you.
To you.
Thank
Picked
you.
A good time. We have $24,000 hanging around here waiting for somebody, because we have a $4,000 cash word and $20,000 over there, right? Ha, ha, ha.
And he adds, too.
Without a card, too. Okay. All right. All right. Wise guys. Those are the contestants. Hey, the dumbbell got it. Do you see that? Okay, $100 puzzle if you're ready. Eileen and Christopher are given a clue. Here comes the first word, please.
The password is shrimp.
All right, Christopher, sir.
Crustacean.
Shrimp.
Yes. Whoa. We have shrimp on the board, Karen.
Oh, Newberg.
Is it Newberg? We're all laughing. Wouldn't we faint? Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, it couldn't be. Next word, please.
The password is Barbie.
Okay, Christopher. You look like a watchmaker.
Well, it's... They're teeny weeny words.
I can have this for you Wednesday, Mr. Carnby.
Doll.
Toy.
Uh-huh. Eileen?
Ken?
Barbie.
That's it. Very nice. Shrimp, Barbie. Mike?
Wait, cocktails.
Is it cocktails? Okay. Next word, please.
The password is crocodile.
Uh-huh. Eileen?
Alligator.
Crocodile?
Yes. Oh, yes. Okay. Shrimp, Barbie, and crocodile. Mike?
No.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
God.
Okay.
No, no.
All right. Now, everybody up here, you know what it is too, Karen? Everybody knows it, but you, Mike, you better get in there. Next word, please.
The password is Australia.
All right, Eileen.
Under.
Beneath.
Oh, okay. Christopher.
Sydney.
Australia.
Yes. Shrimp. Barbie, crocodile, and Australia. Karen?
Is it Paul Hogan?
Is it Paul Hogan? Yes, it is. Good meat guy. You didn't know? Well, that's okay, because I knew what to know and had you gotten there, but it's all right. $100, Karen, that's the way to start things off when you get here. I thought it was Australia, then I realized it, of course. You knew as soon as we saw Barbie
yes.
up there.
Yes.
What is a Barbie?
Put a shrimp on the barbecue.
That's what I knew that. I knew that. I was just
Bobby.
A conversation. Okay, $100 for Karen, and we'll come back in just a moment and play a lot more. See you in a second. Put a on the ball. Good night.
Party.
Game.
Game.
Show.
Show. Dog.
Dog.
Food.
Food.
Chain.
Chain.
Reaction.
Chain Reaction, the new game show from the...
Good eye. G'day. Throw another shrimp on a Bobby, and that was a charming movie, wasn't it?
Wasn't it lovely?
Yes, I like that. Maybe we get Paul Hogan on the show.
Oh, yes.
Of course, nobody would know what he's talking about.
He'd have to have the Australian dictionary in addition.
Yes. They would have given him
Gintz
or Garant.
Garant. They say Garant in Australia.
They do? Well, when this plays in Australia, you win, Mike. You should see it. It's going to be wonderful. Thank you all for being with us today. I hope you will be with us tomorrow. Tomorrow, New Year's Eve day. So we'll see you then and prepare for tomorrow night. Bye. See you there.
Hey, you're Bob Goen, right?
Yeah. Your new game.